Now where's my cocoa cup?
Laboratory equipment with all its sights and sounds can make a mad professor feel like a million pounds, or several cups of cocoa, or like a guinea pig, or like he's won the Nobel Prize for his thingamajig. For his thingamajig. And not before time. Laboratory equipment with all its lights and knobs can make a mad professor feel as though he has three jobs, two heads or half a pipeful, or like he needs a drink, or like he wants to flick a switch to make the whole world blink, to make the whole world think, I think. Laboratory equipment with all its ins and outs can make a mad professor doubtless doubtful of his doubts and of his many theories, and some that aren't yet his, and one or two that might be yours, and one that surely is yours, that is. It's mine now. Laboratory equipment with all its bangs and flashes can make a mad professor start twirling his moustaches, playing with his beard, or twiddling with his thumbs, or telephoning takeaways and professorial chums. Professorial chums. Hello, professor. Laboratory equipment, when all is said and done, can make a mad professor, or can break him, or someone, or something, somehow, somewhere, somebody summed it up when he or she said some such stuff. Now, where's my cocoa cup?